around you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to keep that up. And I love that little plaque that we have. It's not actually, it's more than that. It's as big as a pitcher. It's probably 18 by 24, 30 inches. And you quote that often. Barbara, would you quote that? I think you call it the Shema, Deuteronomy 6:4. We have it in our living room.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, is one God. Isn't that wonderful? You serve God. You serve the Creator of all. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And Jesus repeated this in the New Testament, Darren. He repeated this very, very important verse. This is probably the most important verse of the whole Bible, is that you shall love the Lord your God. So
the Jews really treasure that, don't they?
Oh, they do. And it is called the Shema.
Now, when you say Shema, what does that really mean to you as a believer?
The Shema is the cornerstone of my belief, is that I believe there is one God, and this one God created me. This one God created me for blessing and not for curse. If, that little word if I love him, if I love him, that there, boy, there are conditions. There are real conditions. But it is such a pleasure to serve him and to worship him. And you're saying, oh, it's hard for me. It won't be. Set your heart to serve God, and it will come. It really will come.
But also isn't a part of Shema, and it's spelled S-H-E-M-A, but pronounced Shema. Isn't a part of that you make a predetermined decision that if you read the word and you see truth there, that you promise ahead of time to obey it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that also part of the Shema teaching?
Yes, it is.
That's an awesome thing, folks. I'll tell you, when God gives us light on Scripture, it shouldn't be a window shopping anymore. It shouldn't be an argument. It shouldn't be looking for another opinion. We need to have a predetermined mindset. I will obey.
That's right. So we've studied this far, why curses come upon us. And we've discovered that curses come because of idolatry. We're not serving God with all our heart and soul and mind like we were just talking about. And that curse can come upon us because we haven't served God. And even in Matthew 22:37, Jesus is repeating this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you want to do this. Also, curses come because of pride and disobedience. And we heard about that in the Garden of Eden when Eve gave way to the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh. And again, this curse is mentioned in 1 John 2:16. Oh, guard your heart, guard your mind so that you aren't given into this. Don't just go to the malls just to have something to do. I mean, it's so important that we keep our spirits pure and clean. And all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And Genesis 3:17, it's cursed because of your disobedience. So you can become cursed because of pride and disobedience. Also, you can become cursed because of disrespect. Cursed are you if you curse your mother or your father. He who speaks evil of his mother and father shall be put to death. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. I'll tell you, if you curse somebody, you better ask forgiveness right away. It's really important that you don't have disrespect in your life.
I believe, Barbara, where we have gotten over into criticism, negatives, and cursing, we need to say, Lord, I choose to put those words to death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like saying you're going to go through a paragraph, you're going to mark a line through all those words. You're going to say, Lord, I want those erased off of the page. Now, you have the power to do that.
Yes.
So you can say it like this, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask you to forgive me, first of all, because I spoke some very negative things. I got over into cursing people. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to use the Lord's name in vain to be considered someone that's cursing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just real negative, and you're putting them down and tearing them down, and maybe you're doing that to yourself, and you realize what you've done. Then you pray it like this. You say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I choose to put to death those words that I spoke. I know you've forgiven me, but I want those words to die and be lifeless and fall to the ground dead.
That's right.
I don't want them operating against me or anybody else. And Lord, from now on, I choose to be blessing with my mouth and not cursing, because it does say in the book of Proverbs, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can choose to have one or the other. And that, by the way, is where you set the rudder in your life, so to speak. If you choose to be positive, then you're going to speak blessing. If for some reason you're speaking curses, then curses will come on you. And God is saying, you know, I've given you a choice here. I presented you life and death. Now choose life. So it's up to you to choose life, and that will change your circumstances.
That's right. It sure will. We're going to talk a little bit more about why curses come upon us in the second half of this teaching. Because of anger and bitterness, we're going to see what the root of bitterness does as a result of us not forgiving and not blessing our brothers and sisters. Curses that come because of sexual sin. Curses that come because we're living by the works of the law. Now, this is going to be interesting because we're going to go into Galatians and find that if you're living according to the law and not living by faith, that can also bring a curse upon your life. And also curses come because of greed, selfishness, and stinginess. And we're going to get into the tithing aspect a little bit in the second half. I believe it's going to be really a freeing experience for you to know that your mouth, you can control your mouth. Just like you said, Darren, as the rudder of a ship, you can control your mouth to say good things instead of negative things. And we praise the Lord for His word that teaches us this.
Well, let's pray. Father, I just thank you that we don't have to continue receiving the curses and enduring the judgment that comes down when there have been curses in our families or curses that have come against our lives. I thank you that in the name of Jesus, we can break those curses. Lord, we don't have to put up with those repeated accidents and that repeated sickness and, Lord, that repeated financial loss. In Deuteronomy, it tells us that we're blessed. The work of our hands are blessed. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, we want to go with that first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28. We don't want to be in the last part of that chapter, Lord, because it's a grievous thing that comes when the curses come. Lord, I believe with all my heart that curses come out of the pit of hell. The devil has deceived people into using their own mouth to curse their own circumstances or to curse someone else. So, Father, I thank you we can live above and beyond and outside of the curses. We can live in the blessings because, Jesus, you came to bless us. In fact, it says in the New Testament that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, we want those curses to stop and we want the blessings to flow. So, Jesus, we're going to stick with you and we're going to be grateful and operate in joy for the things you've given us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.